You know what it is. That's right. It's time to talk money with your money nerd and financial coach. Now, tighten those purse strings and open those ears. It's the Money Talk with Tiff podcast.
Hey, hey, this is an episode of Tiffany's Take where I answer your money questions here on the podcast. If you want your questions answered, go to www.moneytalkwitht.com/ask Tiffany, and I'll be more than happy to answer for you. Now, this episode is a continuation, actually, of last week's episode where I talked about where do you get started when it comes to goal setting. This whole month of January 2023, I will be going over goal setting because new year, new you. Every Tiffany's Take this month will have something to do with goals in one way or another. So, in the last episode of Tiffany's Take, I went over finding out what your values are and who you are as a person and using that to help construct your goals. So now you should be at the point where you already got all of that down pack. You know what your values are. You know what's important to you. So now I wanted to talk about SMART financial goals. Now, you're probably already familiar with what SMART is, but I want to make sure that I go over it for those that are not familiar. So SMART is an acronym, so S-M-A-R-T. S stands for specific. So your goal has to be specific, not generic or vague. So be clear on what you want to accomplish and ask yourself how this goal will put you in a better financial situation. You can't get what you want if you don't know what you want. And that is so true. That's why we started with the whole values talk, right? Now we go on to M. So M is for measurable. So make your financial goal measurable by quantifying it. So putting numbers behind it. So that way you can evaluate your progress and your overall success. Also this month, you might have also seen my blog post where I'm going over my current numbers and where I am on my journey. And the reason I'm doing that is because I make sure my goals are measurable. So I can always go back to that post for January 1st and say, oh, this is how far I have come this year, you know, maybe mid-year or later on this year. So you want to express your goals in a clear numbers so you'll know where you are and when you've succeeded. Next, you have achievable. So this is one of the biggest obstacles to achieving a goal is setting your expectations too high. Trust me, I have done so. So you want to make sure that whatever goal you're setting for yourself is something that can be accomplished. Like, for instance, I've seen people say, oh, I want to be a millionaire. Yeah, that's all fine and dandy. But if you're currently making $10 an hour, let's start with something a little more attainable and achievable first before we get into that $1 million threshold. So that's what we want to talk about when we say make sure it's achievable. So if that means taking those smaller steps along the way, that's perfectly okay. You can always set new goals as you reach the ones that you already have. So next we have realistic. So when setting the goal, make sure the steps you plan to take to achieve the goal are realistic and make sure you're looking at what steps it's going to take. Ask yourself if those steps are realistic given your current circumstances. So for instance, like I said, with the previous example, somebody says, I want to make $1 million, but they're only making $10 an hour right now. Then that's not really realistic right now. Maybe the first goal can be, I want to make $50 an hour, right? So then we can make sure we get that goal first, and then we can work towards that million. So setting unrealistic goals usually leads to disappointment and giving up. So you want to make sure that it is realistic. Time constraint or time base. So give yourself a time frame to achieve this goal. This will encourage you to follow through, stop procrastinating, and keep yourself accountable. When I set out to be debt free by 30, that was my time constraint, right? And that made me go hard because the closer I got to 30, the more and more I was like, oh my gosh, I got to make sure I do this. I got to make sure I do that because I had a time constraint on it. I had when that goal was supposed to be accomplished. And so as time started ticking down, guess what? I started going harder. All right. So you might be like, okay, Tiffany, I already know this. That's all fine and dandy. I still don't understand how to apply this to financial goals. So I'm going to give you maybe a couple of examples. So let's start off with one. Everybody, let me not say everybody, because not everybody has credit card debt, but a lot of people do. And so we'll start off with that. Okay. So let's say specific. So your specific goal is to pay off your credit card debt in full. That's what you want to accomplish. That's specific enough. Measurable. How much money do you owe on your credit cards? So this could be, let's say, for example, $5,000. So that will now make your goal measurable. So now your new goal will say something like, I want to pay off $5,000 in credit card debt in full, but that's still not making it a SMART goal. So let's look at achievable. You want to make sure that you look at the actionable steps that will take you to track your progress. So to successfully pay off our $5,000 in credit card debt, you will put $500 plus interest every month towards your credit card. You will also stop using it temporarily to avoid accumulating additional debt. So now we have our action plan, so our achievable. We have that checked off. We know what we're going to do and how we're going to get there. Realistic. So are those steps realistic that we just threw in there? Do we have a way that we're going to put that extra 500? Are we picking up extra shifts? Are we cutting our eating out or entertainment budget? Are we going to stop borrowing more on the credit cards? If that's the case, then yeah, it's realistic. If you're hoping to get a promotion or win the money on the lottery or what have you, then you may need to rethink that strategy because that's not something that's guaranteed, right? So you want to make sure whatever you put there is something that is guaranteed for you to achieve that goal. Then time-based, by applying $500 a month plus interest towards the debt, we will achieve the goal in 12 months. So now we know if we follow our steps in 12 months, we will definitely be able to accomplish it. So what does that SMART goal look like? This is what it looks like. And also I wanted to mention when I'm constructing SMART goals for myself or with my clients, I also put I will for everyone. I will. There's power in saying you are going to do something, not going to, but you are doing something. You get what I'm saying? So all of them pretty much will start with, I will, okay? So this is what the SMART financial goal looks like. I will pay off my $5,000 in credit card debt in 12 months by putting $500 a month plus interest towards it. I will achieve this by cutting my entertainment budget and not using my card during this time. Bam, that is a complete SMART financial goal. So see how easy that was once we broke down the steps. Now, I think that should give you pretty good idea of how to apply this. If you still have questions, please feel free to reach out to me and I can give you even more examples of SMART financial goals. But you want to make sure that these goals, like don't take the goal that I just said and apply it to yourself because it probably doesn't apply to your situation. You want to make sure that your goals are unique to you and custom to you. So if you do need help with constructing your personal SMART goals, feel free to reach out. I'm an accredited financial counselor. This is what I do all day, every day. I help people construct financial goals and come up with plans to achieve them. So reach out and let me know that you're struggling and you would want help too. All right. So thank you so much for joining me today. Like I said, if you want your question answered, please go to www.moneytalkwitht.com/asktiffany and I will be more than happy to answer for you. Hope you have a good one. Bye.
Thank you for listening, joining, and being a part of the Money Talk with Tiff podcast this week. You can check Tiff out every Thursday for a new Money Talk podcast. But if you just can't wait until next week, you can listen to previous podcast episodes at moneytalkwitht.com or follow Tiff on all social media platforms at Money Talk with T. Until next time, spend wise by spending less than you make. A word to the money wise is always sufficient.